Hello everyone, welcome once again to Pressing On Toward Zion. We are still in our discussion of Exodus 12 and we are now in verses 12 and 13. It's been a month already since the day that we were told by the government to just stay home so as to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. And this whole time, we were praying as a family and we've been praying for the blood of Jesus to cover us, to cover our nation, to cover every nation in the world that are affected by this pandemic, because we know there is power in the blood of Jesus. And so today we will be talking about the power of the blood of the Lamb, how the blood of the Lamb saved the Israelites from the judgment of God, and also how the blood of Jesus is going to save us from this pandemic today. What does the Word of God tell us about the blood of Jesus, our Lamb? Today, I pray that you would all learn as we study Exodus 12. And as always, I will read from my New King James Version of the Bible. And it says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." And so, God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." We can see here that the blood was the basis for God to spare the people from judgment. They were spared not because the people prayed, nor because they fasted, or because they were good enough or kind enough that God did not include them in His judgment. It was not even because they are Israelites that they are God's chosen people, but it was because of the blood of the Lamb. Would you imagine if there were some Israelite families who were disobedient and so they did not apply the blood of the Lamb on their doorpost and its upper beam? Do you think they would still be visited by the angel of death and their firstborn still died? The answer, I think, is yes. Their firstborn would still die because the requirement of God was the blood of the Lamb. Or what if an Egyptian home believed in what God said and they took the prescribed lamb, killed it, applied its blood on their home's doorpost and lintel, and obeyed everything that God commanded the Israelites to do? Do you think that Egyptian family will be spared from the judgment? I think the answer would also be yes. Yes, they will be spared, because again, what God required was the blood and they did what was required. It was by the blood of the Lamb that the people were saved from judgment. As verse 13 told us, that the blood shall be the sign for them on the houses where they are, and when God see the blood, He will pass over that home, and the plague shall not destroy them. It was the blood, not anything else, which saved them from the judgment of God. There is indeed a protecting power in the blood. And if God protected the Israelites during the Passover by the mere blood of a lamb, would you not believe that God will protect us from this pandemic by the precious blood of Christ as our lamb without blemish and without spot? So when you pray, pray for the protecting power of the blood of Jesus. Pray for everyone's protection from this COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the blood of Jesus also gives us a way to enter the presence of God. Hebrews 10 and verse 19 tells us, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus." The blood of Jesus gives us the assurance that our prayers are being heard by the Father, because by His blood, we were given an access to the presence of God. The wall that separates us from the presence of God because of sin was removed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we can commune with God. Now, we can be in His presence. Now, we can be heard. So when you pray, ask for the blood of Jesus, because it is by the power of His blood that we can do all of these things. And now that we are in a pandemic, we can also ask for the healing of others, or if you are sick right now, for your own healing, for there is a healing power in the blood of Jesus. Isaiah 53 and verse 5 tells us that by His stripes we are healed. Do you need, or any of your loved ones need, healing today? Ask for the blood of Jesus, for there is a healing power in His blood. It's for free and it's available for you and me. All we need to do is ask. Humble yourself before God. pray that God may heal by the power of His blood. Remember, by His stripes, we are healed. So, there is power in the blood of Jesus, a power that is available for each one of us only if you believe. From the very beginning, God showed us that there is power in the shedding of the blood. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21, God made garments of skin for Adam and Eve after they fell into sin and they realized that they were naked. They used leaves to cover themselves, but God knew that it was not enough, and so He replaced it with garments of skin, that is the skin of an animal, which indicates the shedding of the blood. During the Passover, that very topic that we are discussing now in chapter 12 of Exodus, God once again required the shedding of the blood for the people to be saved from God's judgment. In Leviticus chapter 16, God once again required the shedding of the blood for the atonement of sin. And we all know that Jesus shed His blood for us for the forgiveness of our sins. But unlike the blood of a lamb, a bull, a goat, or a dove, which cannot once and for all compensate for all the sins of all, for they have to keep offering repeatedly the same sacrifices before, the precious blood of Christ had forever saved us from the wrath of God. And the sacrifice was more than enough. Romans chapter 6 and verse 10 from the New Living Translation says, "When He died once to break the power of sin." This is the biggest and most important aspect of the power of the blood of Jesus. It has the power to cleanse us so that once and for all, we are forgiven of our sins. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 12 says, "But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever," and verse 14 of the same chapter of Hebrews says, "For by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified." Verses 17 and 18, "Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now, where there is remission of this, there is no longer an offering for sin." So, Christ shed His blood for us, and we are all forgiven. And now, the power of His blood is available for all of us. Revelations chapter 12 and verse 11, "And they overcame him," referring to the devil, "because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death." So let us continuously pray, let us continuously look upon God. At this time of uncertainty for all of us, let us avail the power of Jesus' blood, and with it, let us overcome all things. God bless everyone. Till next time, goodbye.